I didn't realize it in the first season of Walking Dead they used like stock music. Because I've used that music on a video.
Dance, monkey, dance.
Hello and welcome to this week's episode of Dance Monkey Dance. I'm Chris.
I'm John.
How you doing, John?
I'm doing just great. How are you?
Good. This is show 199.
Uh-oh. You know what that means.
We're almost there. We almost hit 200.
Woo-hoo. We should have a big party. We should fly in all of our audience to do a live podcast. Wouldn't that be awesome?
Yeah. Well, we might have lost a lot of our audience. Because it turns out, remember a couple of weeks ago when I told you the website got hacked and we lost all the stuff? And apparently the...
Start up again.
What?
Go ahead.
Oh. Apparently the feeds for the way that our website connects to iTunes was screwed up. And... I didn't know about it for a couple of weeks until somebody said, hey, it's not showing up on iTunes. So, the last month of shows just went up all at once on the same day.
Well, that's awesome. I mean, people who have to do for the next week,
well,
binge listen.
Providing that they're still listening and that they're still looking for us. That after week two, they didn't say, well, this sucks. They're not here anymore. I'll move on.
Oh, bummer.
So just shy of show 200, it all falls apart.
Oh, life sucks.
Yeah, I know. I'm lucky I got the feeds working, though, because it's one of those things where you really have to be an expert in, like, web language in order to get it to work. And figure
really?
Out, like, what's going to hook up to what. And there's, like, it's all free, so, like, there's really no help that you can go to. So by like sheer luck is the only way that I got it back up. So,
wow.
Yeah. So we'll see.
Good for you.
Thanks.
We'll start from scratch. You'll have to put some meta tags in there to get people to come to us.
So like show 200, like is the big celebration. And then it's like, show one of like the second half. And then we can just start over.
Nice.
And then we can say there was another show, and but that was like 200 episodes long.
And here's a new one.
And now since we can't get through a show without stopping because of the crappy connection through Google Plus, you know.
Yeah, thanks Google Plus.
See, I was thinking about asking a bunch of people to be on the show next week.
Yeah.
But I'm afraid to do that because of this crap. Of all the starting and stopping and having to reset stuff and...
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
It's terrible. It's terrible.
Hey, what do you want?
We deserve better for free, don't we? I mean, come on, damn it.
Sure.
Next thing you know, they're going to choke our bandwidth and try to charge us more, those bastards.
I wonder if that's what part of this is like the bandwidth thing.
You think your bandwidths get choked?
Well, because, you know, I consume a lot of media online.
Oh, do you?
I'm always streaming video and I'm always, like, pulling stuff off the internet, so.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if I'm being throttled and that's what's going on.
That could be it. Next thing you know, they're going to force you to watch Jupiter Ascending.
I'm actually looking forward to that.
Are you really?
Yeah.
It's got the girl from Modern Family.
No, it doesn't.
Doesn't it? Who's the girl?
No, it's Mila Kunis.
Oh, whatever. What? She's a sitcom girl.
She.
Whatever. They all look alike at this point.
Yes, it actually looks... It's original sci-fi. and it looks like it could have some redeeming qualities to it.
Really?
Yeah.
You don't think it's another Battlefield Earth?
No.
No?
No. I mean, I really enjoyed, I know you probably haven't seen it, but I really enjoyed Cloud Atlas, which was the last Wachowski project, which is the six story.
Right, with Tom Hanks, where he plays everybody?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, I really enjoyed that, so I'm kind of looking forward to this, even though I really don't like, what's his name?
Tom Hanks?
No, who's the dude in this one? He was in all the 21 Jump Street movies. Channing Tatum.
Channing Tatum.
Yeah, I'm not a big Channing Tatum fan, so. So, we'll see.
Interesting.
It's supposed to have a Batman Superman trailer on the front of it. Might be worth it just.
Oh, well, that makes it worth going to see.
Why, you don't like original sci-fi?
I do like original sci-fi.
Well, then what's your problem with Jupiter Ascending?
I just have not heard anything good.
Okay. All the movies that you've liked that have ever had shitty reviews, like, do you really go by reviews now?
No, but I don't know. It just looks like Battlefield Earth. That's all I'm saying. Yes.
No.
Yes.
I saw Battlefield Earth. It looks nothing like it.
Oh, looks like John Carter from Mars.
No, it doesn't. Doesn't look like that.
No?
Either. No. See, unlike Disney, who's ever putting this out, decided that they didn't want to change the title to something that nobody could figure out. Jupiter Ascending, at least, is like, you get that the girl's name is Jupiter and that she's royalty, and hey, guess what? She's ascending to the throne.
Oh, is that what it's about?
Yes. Watch a trailer.
Oh. I did watch the trailer. Put me to sleep. Better than no dose.
Oh, whatever.
Oh, whatever.
You're losing your taste in sci-fi as you get older.
I might be. Boy, nobody does it like that Fritz Lang anymore. Damn it. Goddamn talkies.
Yeah, well. You could always go on, you know, YouTube and watch Metropolis or Journey to the Moon or whatever.
That's right. Time Machine with Rod Taylor, rest his soul.
Go back to the original War of the Worlds.
Ooh, yeah.
Which is now on Netflix streaming.
What, the original?
Yes, the 1953.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
You can also now watch MASH, which I thought was actually the first five seasons of MASH.
Oh, so you don't know how it ends.
No.
You binge watch and then you don't know how it ends.
They will put
every single... Don't tell anybody. Spoiler alert.
They'll put every single stupid episode of Friends on, but like MASH, they're only putting the first five seasons.
And then they have, what, seven? Nine.
I think it was nine.
Nine.
And I think... Wasn't MASH on for like 11 or 12 years or something like that?
I don't remember.
It was a long time. It was one of those, like, really long running.
It was.
Yeah. All right, so last week you teased a review for us. How was the show about the little people in Auschwitz?
It was very moving. It was very moving because they had them work in a mine and they sang while they were working. It was kind of sad, you know?
And then they met this chick in the woods, and then she fell asleep?
Yeah, she threw bread over the fence to them. And they all slept in little beds that had their names on the ends of them. It was like Grumpy and Sleepy and Happy and Adolf.
Adolf?
Adolf.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
So did Warwick, like, narrate it?
He did, and he went to the location. And it was very interesting. It was very interesting.
Yeah.
Uh huh.
Is it worth watching? Come on, this isn't much of a review.
Yeah, I would say so. It's got little people in it. It's always worth watching.
Was the the experience in the camp worse for them because they were little people, or was it? Were they treated as kind of like a circus act, so they didn't really like? Okay, so were they killed off right away, or were they kept around for like amusement?
They kept them out for bowling.
Okay.
It was kind of weird. It was very weird, but it was yeah. I mean, I didn't realize that the movie came out like over a year ago. But I guess it took us that long to get it to the U.S.
Well, that's about right. I mean, there's a lot of stuff.
I mean, because.
Go ahead.
It's very interesting that these dwarves actually survived.
Okay.
So, I mean, that in itself is kind of a major miracle.
Are any of them still alive today?
Not that I know of.
No.
It didn't say anything. They had an interview with the youngest one back in 1999.
Yeah.
And I don't remember if they followed up and said whether or not they were still alive.
Oh.
But I mean, you know, it was the 1930s. There were dwarves everywhere. They came over from Oz.
So, if I remember correctly, there were a lot of the Munchkins came from different countries, right?
Yes.
Were any
and
of
they were
those,
drunk?
But were any of those from Germany? And did any of those wind up in one of those camps?
I don't know.
Because that would be interesting. Like
from Auschwitz to Oz, that's the new movie.
From Oz to Auschwitz.
Oz to Auschwitz.
Yeah.
They go in reverse.
Yeah. Well. Oh. Yeah, because that was the late 30s, early 40s. Would have been the concentration camps.
Interesting.
Yeah. Cena, that would make a good TV show. Because wouldn't it be cool, like, if you found out, like, one of the Lollipop Guild actually ended up in Auschwitz? Or?
Yeah, no.
And then they recognized him, and they were like, hey, you were that dude Nas.
Yeah, right.
And he says yes, so then they keep him kind of like a pet. They make him sing and dance for who's ever in charge of Auschwitz.
That'd be Dr. Mengele.
Yeah, you know, like, what was that movie that Jerry Lewis did where he was the clown at the concentration camp?
The Nutty Professor?
No, they wound up never releasing it, but he made one where he was a clown and he winds up, like, having to, I don't know if he was performing in a concentration camp or, but, you know, that's the big twist of the movie.
Oh, I don't know.
It's like
obviously
the boy in the striped pajamas.
Is that what it's called?
No, that's a different one.
Patch Adams?
No.
No?
No.
Wait. No.
Let me see. Boy in the striped pajamas came out in 2008, and it had a bunch of people you probably never heard of, like Asa Butterfield.
Why does that name sound familiar to me?
Does it?
Yes.
Asa Butterfield was in Ender's Game. He was in Hugo. He played Ender in Ender's Game. Did you see Ender's Game?
Oh, okay, the kid. No, but yes. I saw the trailers. Okay. Did anybody see Ender's Game?
I fell asleep halfway through it. But the boy in the striped pajamas was a set during World War II story seen through the innocent eyes of Bruno, an 8-year-old son of the commandant of a concentration camp, whose forbidden friendship with a Jewish boy on the other side of the camp fence has startling and unexpected consequences. And then what was the Jerry Lewis one? Jesus, at this rate, we should just do a series of 2-minute podcasts.
We should.
Okay, so Jerry Lewis. Where is it? The Day the Clown Cried.
Oh, that sounds like a treat.
A circus clown is imprisoned by the Nazis and goes with Jewish children to their deaths. 1972. Jerry Lewis plays somebody named Helmut Dork.
Uh-huh.
And if I believe this has never been released, or if it has... Okay, so the trivia for this is in 2008, Jerry Lewis took questions at a press conference and was asked by one person, when are you going to release The Day the Clown Cried? To which Lewis snapped, none of your goddamn business.
Hmm.
So.
He was always such a nice guy, I hear.
Yeah, well. I think this was the one of the last films that he did at, like, the Jerry Lewis Studios.
Hmm.
And then they never released it, so I don't know if he lost his lease because of it or whatever, but. That was 1972, and then he didn't make another movie until 1980.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, at some point, do you think the allure of, like, World War II films is going to wear off?
I think the further away we get from it, the more romantic it seems, more heroic, that people really don't understand the horrors of it.
Well, it's funny.
Because it was so long ago.
Last night I watched the movie Fury, the Brad Pitt tank movie.
Yes.
And it is so not romanticized about what war was.
Really?
Yeah. Like, they pulled no punches with, like, oh, there's a German kid with a handgun. Just shoot him.
Hmm.
Like, he's going to shoot at you, so you might as well just kill him first type thing.
Right.
And, like, blowing people's heads off and rolling over people with the tank. And, yeah, it was pretty violent and pretty in your face. I mean, I just wonder that if, like, you know, 20 years from now, my kid's going to be going to the movies to see stuff about, like, the Iraqi war or the Vietnam or...
American Sniper?
Well, I mean, American Sniper is in the forefront, but that movie's taken a lot of heat.
Yeah.
I mean, for as much as it's been, like, glorified for its portrayal of a sniper, there's a lot of people saying that sniper in real life was a liar and kind of a terrible person.
That's horrible.
So I just wonder if that's going to be the case. Like, the more that we get away from... you know, the Afghan war and the war in Iraq, if those are going to get more and more romanticized about.
So that world. Becomes Pearl Harbor, or it becomes From Here to Eternity, you know, any of those movies. I mean, I won't say like Apocalypse Now, because that was pretty gruesome, but, you know, still, it's.
Yeah, I mean, like...
The emphasis becomes on the human drama and how, you know, people survive, and it doesn't really go into how dirty it was.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Is that the kind of culture we're becoming? Or
yes. Like... It's very much the culture we've become.
Because, I, you know, you always hear the thing about how history is written by the victors or whatever, and you'll never hear those stories about, like, brutality by Americans in Europe during World War II. But it happened. I mean, you just don't really talk about it. You know, you never hear about the two actual sub-landings in the United States that were done by the Germans during World War II, because
right.
that would make America appear weak.
Right.
And, you know, America can't appear weak, so...
That's right. Look at how strong our political system makes us look around the world. People look up to us.
Oh, sure. Sure, when they're not beheading other people from other countries.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, I guess it's only a matter of time before we go to war against ISIS, right?
Well, who knows what our next president's going to do. But, yeah, there's good possibility that there'll be more boots on the ground coming up. Because, you know, that's what old men who sit behind desks with security guards like to do. You know, I'd like to see Jeb Bush suit up and go to the front lines, but that will never happen.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
His daddy wouldn't allow it.
Well, you know, rich people send poor people to war, so.
Exactly.
Be me and you going before they go.
Yeah, and we're both over the hill.
Yeah. Well, it's a good thing I have like 2 days to put this together. If anybody actually listens to it this time. But. So, what were we talking about? We were talking about
going to war for rich people.
Going to war for rich people.
Yeah.
What a heavy subject.
I know. It's horrible.
I know.
We could talk about how the Koch brothers are buying politicians. Oh, maybe not.
Okay. Did you hear that Val Kilmer is in the hospital?
Yes, I did.
And he claims...
It may or may not be throat cancer?
Yeah, he claims it's not for throat cancer.
Does anybody care? Well, Warwick may care, because he's got Val Kilmer's number on his phone. And I should have copied it down, but... Anywho.
Yeah, but, you know, they haven't done anything together of any substance since Willow.
Well, yeah. I mean, they've done his little...
They did his little show.
Yeah, his little show.
His little show.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, and Robbie Coltrane is in the hospital in Orlando.
Yeah, I was going to ask if you had went and visited him.
I did. I did. He's a grumpy old fart. I said, come on, it's just the flu. You'll get over it. It's not like you got the measles.
Well, and this wound up like because he was on a plane, right?
It was on a plane. He was coming to Orlando to take part in the Harry Potter celebration.
I'm sure he's upset.
Yeah, I'm sure he's saying, dodge that bullet. They still have to pay me.
Oh, come on, Harry.
Harry.
Just come visit me in the hospital.
Sit on my bed. Hold my hand. Read to me, Harry. Read to me.
Do you think that Daniel Radcliffe called him up to see how he was?
Oh, I'm sure he did not. I'm sure he did not even send flowers.
He was like, who? He was in the hospital.
And you know, there's something else. There's another, well, not real celebrity, but pseudo-celebrity because of who her parents are. Whitney Houston's daughter was found unresponsive in a bathtub. What's that remind you of?
Yes, I found it quite ironic that she was found unconscious in a bathtub.
Yeah. With mother like daughter.
Yeah, well, you know, she's had such good, decent role models since then.
Well, she's upset that she's not playing her mother in the lifetime true movie of her life. Like, but you have no talent. Why would they put you in that movie?
Well, she feels that she was probably born with the talent.
Yeah, apparently not.
Who's playing her mother in that?
I don't know. Vanessa Hudgens, somebody like that.
Let's see, Whitney is Yaya DaCosta.
Oh, her. Yeah, she's good. She's good.
Yaya was in Tron Legacy. The kids are all right. In time. So she had like 2 seconds in Tron. She played Siren Number 3.
Ooh, an important role.
Looks like her big claim to fame was that she was on Ugly Betty.
As what?
She played Nico Slater.
Oh, okay, yeah. That was Vanessa Williams' daughter's the character. Yeah, okay.
Okay. Well, there you go. She like everybody else, did an episode of Army Wives.
Of course.
Which means that she filmed down here in Charleston.
And you didn't see her?
No, it was 2010. I wasn't here yet.
Oh.
I'm kind of upset that I missed that whole boat. Because yeah, apparently you could literally walk into the production office and say, I want to be an extra, and wind up with lines on a TV show.
Really?
Because they, like, everybody that I work with was like, oh, yeah, I did a day on Army Wives. It's like, holy shit.
Hmm.
The dude that I used to hang out with that beat up his girlfriend?
Yeah.
He had a role where, like, he was a waiter in a restaurant for, like, the two main characters.
Uh-huh.
And he's like, yeah, episode this at this time mark. I'm like, Jesus Christ. But, yeah, everybody I know who has been down here for, like, 10 years has been on Army Wives. We need another big production here in Charleston.
Well, ever since Walking Dead moved down to Atlanta, I think your chances are slim.
When were they in Orlando?
I mean, not Walking Dead, but film production.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
TV production.
Yeah, but I feel like Orlando screwed that up. I feel like Florida screwed that up.
Oh, impossible. Really?
With, you know, because other places like Charleston, if you're a big company coming in with a big production, they give you all kinds of tax breaks. And Orlando at that time was just like, you're going to pay full price for these, you know, for these sound stages. And
yeah.
You know, they didn't quite understand how it worked. People want to film in Miami because it's Miami. People, you know.
Right.
You can fake Orlando wherever you go that has palm trees.
True. Very true.
So, I don't know. I think Charleston's got a better shot of coming back up than Orlando does.
You think so?
Yeah. Yeah, there's always little stuff here that you hear popping up. You know, Notebook was all done here. Patriot was all done here. Army Wives.
Dawson's Creek.
Was Dawson's Creek done here?
No. Yeah. Was yes. It? Yes.
I thought that was in on the West Coast somewhere.
No. Because we know somebody who was in a couple of episodes.
And they came up to Charleston?
Yes. She made out with Joshua Jackson.
In the show or like in her trailer?
In her trailer.
Really?
It's probably his trailer, yeah. She's a good kisser.
Dad said she's the best.
Exactly. And she went to star in Black Knight.
Yes. Well, this says the filming... Oh, well, hang on. I guess it is South Carolina. Look at that. Lots of North Carolina.
Oh, maybe that's what it was. Maybe they passed through where you are.
Because I think that and Wintry Hill and a couple of those other ones were done in Wilmington.
Oh, that's what it was. Yep.
Yes, that's North Carolina.
Oh, never mind.
We'll just cut out all that crap.
Yes. We'll just edit that out.
Just edit that out.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah. I didn't know that you made out with Joshua Jackson, though.
Yeah. She was a little slutty back in those days.
Wasn't there a picture hanging up somewhere that talked about her anal leakage?
What? I do not remember that.
Hang on. Okay, so what I remember is in the doorway, there was a bunch of pictures that were taped up.
Uh-huh.
and there was one of her with a caption on it that said something about, is there a good kind of anal leakage with a question mark or something?
Oh, I do not remember that.
Oh. I was just wondering if that comes from the sluttiness, if that's like a trait.
No, I do not believe that's where it's from.
Okay. Just wondering.
Nope.
Sorry, I'm making notes.
You're making notes.
Yep. Otherwise, I don't remember what to write down that we talked about.
Mm. Oh, okay.
There was another skunk ape sighting in Florida.
There was?
Yes.
It wasn't just our Attorney General, Pam Bondi, at the beach after not shaving?
Let's see where this is. Outside of Tampa, Florida.
Okay.
The year began with a January 3rd controversial story how a fisherman claimed to have seen and photographed Bigfoot, known in Florida as a skunk ape, while it allegedly sat in a few feet of murky, swampy Hillsborough River outside of Tampa, Florida. Fast forward to January 25th, when Matt McCammy sent a video of something he says he and a friend saw while canoeing in a swamp that day in Lettuce Lake Park near Tampa, Florida. They're saying that both reports are highly dubious.
Oh.
I guess visiting swamps is big business in Tampa.
It's kind of big in Florida. You can go take swamp tours. Sometimes you come back from them.
Yeah, apparently they're all under investigation for maybe reporting false claims or trying to...
Oh, Jesus. Because we don't want that to be cloudy with the real claims of the skunk ape.
That's right.
You know, we want to separate the fantasy from the truth. Because, you know, we got to maintain our credibility here. Only in America.
Yeah, well...
Only in America.
It amazes me, though, like, that we live in a time when we have phones that are capable of shooting HD quality footage.
Mm-hmm.
And it's still shitty video.
Right, right.
These things. We should perpetuate a hoax like that.
The Swamp Ape?
Yeah.
Something similar?
Yeah.
The Charleston Devil? Mothman. Isn't the Mothman from Charleston?
I don't know. You're going to have to be more specific. I don't know what the Mothman is.
Mothman prophecies. It had to do with a bridge collapsing.
I think that was West Virginia. I don't think that was us.
Oh, it was Virginia?
Yeah.
I don't know. Some hillbilly place. West Virginia.
Was it an actual winged creature?
It's a moth-like creature. But it was actually in... Point Pleasant, West Virginia.
Oh. I grew up in Point Pleasant, New Jersey.
I was just going to say.
Look at that.
Were you in West Virginia? Maybe you are the Mothman.
I might be.
Oh, you could be.
I might be. But then I'd have a better understanding of what was going on in my life. And since I don't.
Because moths are known for their intuitiveness?
Well, no, but like prophecies and stuff.
Oh, okay. I get it. I get it.
I'm looking at the skunk ape footage, and it could be anything.
Like, you don't think it's real?
They're literally a couple of hundred yards away, and all you see is something walking. That could be anything.
Hmm.
That could be a dude in a like a ghillie suit, or like a he's hunting or something. Just seems awful convenient that we've never found one of these things.
Or the remains of one,
or I wonder why people are so hooked on the paranormal crap. Werewolves, vampires, Bigfoot.
Because it's more satisfying than reality.
I guess. I mean, I know everybody needs a hobby.
Well, I think it's when you lose faith in religion, you look for something to believe in. So maybe it's otherworldly.
Yeah, but I'm okay. I don't believe in any of this crap.
Why not?
Because I know better.
Oh, you're so smart.
No, I'm just saying, like, there's no scientific proof of any of this crap whatsoever. You know, it's like the guy, did you see the pictures of the guy last week during the storm, during the big blizzard, who walked around in a Yeti outfit in Boston?
No, but that sounds awesome.
Yeah, exactly. Like, that's the kind of shit that we're dealing with. It's people having fun. You know, it's not like there's ever been any kind of evidence to support any of that paranormal crap. Other than...
Well, it depends on your definition of evidence.
Well, I know you've had your experiences with stuff. But, like, you know, fucking back when people believed in this shit hardcore, you know, it couldn't be explained any other way than he's a vampire. But now it's like, well, no, he's not a vampire. He's a little fucked in the head, but he doesn't turn into a bat or any of that shit. It's not drinking blood. He's, you know.
Oh. You take all the fun out of it.
I'm a realist. I'm a realist. What do you want?
No. Blah, blah, blah.
You know, there are people that dress up like superheroes and patrol the streets of their city. Doesn't mean I believe in superheroes.
Why not, Sha?
Because they're not real.
Nobody's How do you
got
know
the power to
real?
Fly. Nobody's got the power to, you know, cut through shit with heat vision.
So until it happens to you, you're not going to believe? Is that what you're saying?
Not until I see some evidence.
Oh, what kind of evidence do you want?
I want hard evidence. I want, like, look, this dude's a mutant. Watch him fly.
But don't you think he'd be exploited if he did that?
Well, I don't know.
That people would want to track him down? I mean, you know, you can't live a normal life if you're different, Chris. That'd be so sad.
Oh, because everybody's unique, right?
Yes. No. Everybody's special, Chris. Come on.
Just like you.
Everybody is special.
No.
No? You don't think so?
We're all different degrees of crazy.
Everybody's life has purpose.
Really?
Yes. Everybody's life has worth, believe it or not.
What about those people that are in jail for the rest of their lives?
They have worth, I don't know, as an example to other people.
Okay. If you say so.
I try.
I just think that it's a little sad that, you know, there are people that will never get out of prison. And rightly so. I mean, there are people, like, if you're on death row, there's probably a good chance you committed the crime.
You think so?
But imagine living that existence. Imagine getting up and knowing that you're never getting out of that little, you know, 12 by 10 cell ever again.
Right.
How fucked up is that?
For something you did?
Yeah. Like, what if it's a crime of passion? Like, you just, you know, it just happened.
Well, you know, that's a whole other topic. Because, you know, what if it was a crime of passion, but you've rehabilitated yourself, and you've been taking law classes, and now you're defending your co-cell mates or something, and I don't know. You do the crime, you gotta do the time. That's all there is to it.
And now we're on file number 15. Yay!
Oh,
we're getting there. We're almost through this, so.
Uh-huh.
Well, by the time this comes out, it'll be over. But are you excited for the Super Bowl?
I am excited. I'm excited to see the Patriots beat the Seahawks ass.
Okay, now do another take where you talk about the Seahawks.
I think it was a good game. I was disappointed that the Seahawks won, but you know, it was a good game. Everybody played really well, and better luck next year, Mr. Giselle Bundchen.
There you go. Now we're covered both ways.
So now you can edit it depending on how it goes.
Yeah, sure. I'll take that time.
Yes, and you know, I thought that the whole accidental wardrobe malfunction with Katy Perry when like her vagina was just on close up was well, kind of scary actually.
Why? Because of the people that have been in there?
Well, because at first I thought it was like the National Geographic Channel and they're showing like a tarantula.
Yeah.
It was hairy and had these legs, and then I realized what it was and I really got upset.
Something tells me that Katy Perry shaves.
You think so? I don't know. She was with Russell Brand. I think she liked it stanky.
No, I think that she was like super, like she's super into like the maintenance of it.
And actually, I have it on really good.
Oh Jesus!
Really good source that she does like it stanky.
Really?
Because, or that she's kind of a stanky girl. Many, many years ago, she was working an event for a graduation type party. Okay, you know where I'm going with this?
Uh-huh.
And a friend of mine was working it as kind of a talent coordinator, and KP was one of the acts. And her makeup person was sitting in a chair. And she, like, walked over, stuck her ass in his face and farted, and then walked away giggling.
Nice.
Yeah. Classy, huh? Classy nice. Girl. Classy girl. Kind you can take home to mom.
She's probably real fun, though.
I don't know. Unless she has like frequent surgery, I think it's like bowling with no gutters.
Well, I'm not saying that it wouldn't be like taking a raft down like the Potomac, but you know, you'd probably have to work at it, but she's probably up for anything.
Well, it's because you could wear her like a party hat.
Katy Party Hat.
And it's great if you got a receding hairline because, you know, it's got a built-in toupee. But, yeah, anyway.
So I guess you're hoping that the Patriots win the Super Bowl?
Of course.
Even after they've, you know, they cheated with
their... Even after Deflategate? Even if the ball was limp... They still would have creamed the Seahawks' ass.
Okay. Wow.
All I gotta say.
Wow, you're very passionate about this subject.
Eh, not really.
I wish there was a way that we could do like a bet like Chris Pratt and Chris Evans did.
Yeah, no.
No?
No.
You don't want to go. You don't want to show up at a children's hospital dressed as some character,
as the Seahawk.
As a Seahawk.
Yeah. Well, apparently, 16 out of 25 psychics who were polled chose the Patriots to win. It seems that the rough score could be Patriots 23, Seahawks 21.
Yeah.
There might actually be a tie. So, yeah.
I thought you couldn't tie in the Super Bowl.
Couldn't what?
I thought you couldn't tie in the Super Bowl.
Well, you just keep playing until you get sick and tired of it, like that year in New Orleans when the power went out.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, but you know that one thing, if somebody fumbles the first play, it completely fucks up the spirit of the team that fumbled. So, you know, if anything can happen,
That's right.
You know, if Brady's cold is acting up and he's stuffy and he can't hear the calls, you know, I'm actually rooting for the Seahawks. So we'll
you see. Are? Why?
Because they're the underdog. They're the ones that have come from nowhere.
The underdog. They won last year.
Exactly, but
that's
like
not the underdog.
They're going up against
the beast.
They're going up against this dynasty that's the Patriots.
Right.
And it would be nice for the Seahawks to repeat for
to win two in a row.
Yeah.
Aww. Wuss.
What?
Whatever.
Look, all I got to say is that when everybody thought that the Patriots would beat the Giants, Giants whooped their ass. So you never know what's going to happen.
Mm-hmm. Hold It'll on. Be...
Okay, what are you saying?
I have no idea.
You said you thought it was going to be a good game.
It's going to be a good game. I think they're kind of evenly matched. I think it's going to be fun. I think they'll have some fun commercials, even though the one for GoDaddy got canceled.
Why?
Because it was a spoof of those Budweiser commercials with the dog finding his way home kind of thing.
Yeah.
And there's a scene that looks like the dog's being thrown out of a car. And the animal rights people were all up in arms, so they've bowed to pressure and have decided not to air the commercial.
Are we still getting a Danica Patrick commercial, though?
Well, I don't know. That was hers.
Oh, that was hers?
That was hers, yeah. She gets the dog in the end.
It's not the Super Bowl without a Danica Patrick commercial.
Well, maybe it'll be a new... Maybe they throw Danica Patrick out of a car.
Well, no.
So that's what they should have done.
Nobody would be upset with that.
Yeah, see?
People need to calm down. People need to understand it's fucking comedy.
Just, you know, yeah.
Even if they hurt the dog when he threw him out of the car, it's not like they just filmed it. They've probably been working on that commercial for over a year. People need to calm the fuck down.
Right, right. Well, there you go. I think the best one is probably going to be the Avocados from Mexico commercial, though, so watch for that.
Avocados from Mexico?
Yeah, it's going to be a classic.
Okay.
And there's a new Snickers one that has Danny Trejo as Marsha Brady.
That I saw. That they released that early, which was pretty
that
funny.
Looks funny, yeah.
And Steve Buscemi's at the top of the stairs at the end?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, very funny. So we'll see.
I'll have to ask Danny Trejo about that next month.
When you see him.
When I see him.
Yes.
They just added, Mad Monster Party just added Adam West and Burt Ward.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Now I gotta go. I gotta go meet Batman.
He's expensive.
Is he?
Yeah, he's a douche.
I heard him on the Nerdist podcast, and he seemed
yeah.
seemed like a nice guy.
Well, because that's the Nerdist podcast.
But you have, like, first-hand knowledge, right?
Yes. Yeah. I mean, Burt Ward's great. Burt Ward's really cool. He runs a animal shelter in California.
Okay.
And places a lot of dogs who don't have homes, so it's kind of cool.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So I'm going to walk up to Adam West and say, my friend says you're a dick. What do you have to say to that?
I would love you to do that.
Okay.
Well, citizen...
What your friend needs to do. He gets all Batman on me.
Yes. Yes.
So that's what Burt Ward's been up to? Is
yeah, he runs an animal rescue.
I guess that's commendable.
Sure, why not?
Oh, hang on. Have you given any thought about your costume for MegaCon?
I have not. Well, I mean, I have. I haven't landed on anything, though. That's
yeah,
the problem.
I can't figure out what would be good.
You know, I'm trying to come up with something clever, but I also want to be something that's comfortable.
Yeah.
You know, like, I don't want a lot of layers. I don't want my face covered. I don't want anything heavy. You know? Maybe you could just carry me piggyback. How would that be?
No.
We could be like Master Blaster from Thunderdome. That'd be awesome.
I can dress up as one of those, I forget what they're called, in the Dark Crystal.
Oompa Loompas? Oh.
No, and the Dark Crystal. The big things that they ride on.
Oh, the stilt things.
Yeah, I can be one of those, and then you could be a Gelfling.
Oh, I could be a Gelfling. Oh, that'd be awesome.
And then you can chase me.
I'd have to grow my hair out, but that'd be okay. I could do that.
Yeah, can you do that in like 60 days?
Sure, why not?
Okay.
You just have to think really hard.
Oh, okay.
And then we'll grow out.
We should go as Muppet Babies.
Oh, Jesus.
Do, like, come up with an easy, like, hero-villain concept to where, like, we're walking around and, look, I caught whoever.
Yeah, I don't know. I've been doing research, but I haven't come up with anything yet.
We could go as the Animaniacs. You could be Yakko, I could be Wacko.
Well, and then your daughter would be Dot.
Exactly.
Yeah. Fa-boom. Well, I guess all I'd really need is like some big pants. Because that's all he wears, right?
Big pants, and you'd need like a black leotard or something.
Oh.
And we'd have to give you ears.
I'll just paint myself black. I'll do it in blackface.
Oh, God. Oh, no. Big red clown nose.
We should go as Fat Albert characters. You could be Mushmouth.
Oh, there you go. What else could we be?
I don't know. I'm looking.
Okay.
Trying to come up with something.
Did you go down to the warehouse and see if you could get your hands on some Stormtrooper armor?
No, but there's a bunch of stuff being returned from California this week. Just saying, it's probably not going to fit really well.
Hey, that'd make it even funnier, right?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm so looking forward to the text that says, got the armor, or got, like... That's going to be great.
Yes, we shall see.
Oh, geez.
Good times.
Yeah, I think that the one day that we do this will be a lot of fun.
Yes. Hopefully.
We should go dressed up. Remember last year we saw all those guys in the brown leather coats and the boots, and we could never figure out what they were. They were all wearing the same, like, identical jackets, and they had, like, the wings on the back.
Yes. Weren't they Titan something?
They're from Attack on Titan.
Attack on Titan.
We should go as Titans. Titans are naked.
Yes, that would go over well. I wonder if you could wear a costume that was like a nude suit. Like you're not really naked, but you're wearing a naked suit that's got, like, you know, nipples and stuff attached to it.
As long as it's not anatomically correct.
Oh, it would be anatomically correct. It would be functional. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying, baby.
Start pissing on people?
Yes.
Get out of my way!
Just smacking people.
Like, MegaCon smells bad enough. You pissing all over everybody's not going to help.
Oh, you are no fun.
See how many of the chicks dressed up in push-up bras we can, you know, run up to and creep out?
Topple over?
Well, I guess we can't do that now that all that crap is in place about...
Yeah, that would be bad.
Not sexually harassing the poor girls that have come to MegaCon to flaunt their curves.
Yes, because they're not there for sex. They're there for equality.
Yes.
That's it. Equality.
If that's what they want to call it. Okay, how about this? You dress up as Indiana Jones.
Uh-huh.
And I'll dress up like the fertility idol.
Oh, that would be interesting.
Or you're Indiana Jones.
Uh-huh.
And we find a big hamster ball and we dress it up like a...
No, like you dress rock. Up like you dress up as the big ball.
Just dress up as a big ball, so it's like a big round suit with my little hand sticking out of it.
Yes, and then you chase me.
See, that we could do. I would totally be willing to do that.
Uh-huh.
You'd have to make the suit, though, because you're good at that crap.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, well, then you're going to have to drive the truck because it's not going to fit in my car. Unless we do an inflatable suit.
Ooh. Hold on, one sec. See, I think that would get us a lot of attention.
You think so?
Yeah.
It would drive business to our website?
Well, you know, then...
Want to listen to us? Then
you have to work in the fact that, you know, who we are and what we're doing. I think that would be great. Like, so we get somebody else to come interview people for us, right? And mm-hmm. then we have somebody holding the camera, and then just randomly through each of the interviews, you go running through, and I come chasing you. So it's in every interview we do.
Okay. So it'd be like a bit.
Yeah.
Okay.
We'll do bits at MegaCon.
We'll do bits.
Yeah.
That'll be awesome.
Something new, something different.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Instead of videotaping the weirdos in costume, we will be the weirdos
in costume. We will be the weirdos in costume?
Yes.
There you go.
Yes. So I got to figure out how to make a big rock. I wonder if they make like a bowling ball costume.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Before we go, I got to look it up. Hang on. Bowling ball costume. Oh, see? All we got to do is repaint it.
Awesome. There you go.
Oh, it's a lot of money, though.
Oh, we don't want that.
That's an awful lot of money for that. And it's not really round. It's flat.
Oh, I've seen those.
Yeah, that's not what I want.
Oh, but if you type in Indiana Jones Boulder costume,
has it been done?
Oh, by hundreds of people, apparently.
Oh, son of a bitch.
Yeah, quite a bit.
All right, then we can't do that.
Running across the bridge in Central Park. There's somebody dressed as a Death Star chasing him. Yeah. Oh, well.
Oh, I thought I was really on to something there. And see, that looks like a real bowler. That's what I'd want to do. That sucks.
It does. Oh, well.
All right, back to the drawing board.
We'll have to keep thinking.
Yep.
We could go as the Sankara Stones.
All right, I think we're on the right path, though. I think we're heading in the right direction.
All right.
We'll just have to come up with something good.
Yes.
You got anything else for this week?
No, I think that's it.
Okay.
Well, let's wrap it up before we crap out again.
Yes. If you want to get in touch with us, you can always send us an email, info@dancemonkeypodcast.com. Follow us on Twitter. Go to our Facebook page, which is where we post all the stuff about when the website is up and when it's down, and all that good shit. And let us know you're listening. So until next week, this is Chris.
This is John.
Have a good week. Oh, come on.
I was trying to do my Hagrid voice and couldn't think of anything. I couldn't think of anything.